Whoa, Nelly. Here we are with Dr. Trish Loescher, the chief curator of Scottsdale Museum of the West. We've talked about the building. We've talked about the Charo's reception area. We've talked about the poster, movie poster collection exhibit. We went through the entire Working Cowboy exhibit. We talked about the Doug Roos artwork that's really fun to take a picture of, kind of like a selfie spot. What we didn't talk about on the ground floor was they have a great collection right now of Grand Canyon art, a whole section of just Grand Canyon exhibit, and then we've got the John Coleman bronze thing.
Exhibition.
Statues.
Statues, sculptures.
Sculptures.
Like charades in here this morning. Sounds like it looks like.
There it is. Okay, so we've talked through all of that. Let's get upstairs and talk them through the collection we've got upstairs.
We have a fantastic two galleries upstairs, and the first one that really encompasses contemporary art. It's Confluence of Cultures. It's been laid out in seven different vignettes, so to speak, and it's mostly living contemporary artists, including some of the cowboy artists of America. And it talks about, you know, how cultures have come together, whether it's through trade or military battles, things of that, you know, that pertain specifically to stories of the American West. And it's paintings and bronzes. And this collection is owned by one of our collectors, Tim Peterson. In some cases, these works have been specifically commissioned between Tim and the artist. So again, we work a lot, you know, with collectors and artists in bringing these museum exhibitions to the public. When you move through that exhibition, you cross what we called the bridge, and you see a number of wonderful paintings by Michael Coleman that show various landscapes in national parks. And again, these were commissioned paintings that have explorers, you know, depicted, say, in Yosemite, and those are in this bridge as you cross over, and you can see Camelback Mountain. You can look down into our Ted and Christine Mollring Sculpture Garden, where we have amazing Doug Hyde sculptures, Alan Hauser, Bob Houses, Bruce Green. Again, it just, you know, wonderful Cynthia Rigdon.
And there's a 40-foot ponderosa log that had to be close to 4 feet in diameter that's laid down, and they've carved it into a sitting bench.
A sitting bench, sculpted. Yeah. It's beautiful. Some people think it's a bronze because of its sculptural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's gorgeous. So, okay, so we've crossed the bridge, and now we're in the final little exhibit of the museum.
Yes, and this is a wonderful show that is of mostly historic deceased artists, and it includes masterpieces such as Charles Russell and Frederick Remington. Again, working with Tim Peterson, we chose works that show the range of these artists, which, you know, in and of itself is very unique. You don't always see a Frederick Remington watercolor next to one of his oil paintings. So,
One of his pencils.
Exactly.
It's so gorgeous.
You can see the diversity and how skilled these artists were working in various mediums. We have a Lewis pipe tomahawk that was part of Lewis from the Lewis and Clark expedition that was passed
down.
The
actual tomahawk pipe is on display.
And it was in Lewis's possession when he passed away. Very, very, you know, one of a kind. A rare piece. We have Native American objects, including chief's blankets that are, you know, four of the most pristine and, you know, for their organic, their vegetable materials and their weavings.
These are like from the 1860s and 70s, and they are pristine, but you can count the weaves in them. They're absolutely incredible. Well, Dr. Trish, we're going to have you back.
Well, thank you so much.
We had to cover it quick.
I got to know, do y'all ever have a display? You'd mentioned the tomahawk of old weapons, like a Old West gun display.
Oh, that's in our 44s. Yes, that's in our ABA Spirit of the West collection. You'll have to come see it.
When is that?
Holsters, Texas holsters. It's on display now.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Dr. Mike Fox, Mike came up with an idea.
Yes, he did.
What was that, real quick?
Well, Mike would love, since we're all about transformation and creativity and doing things and remodeling, What we would love to offer is if you out there, all of you listeners today, would like to take a photo of some kind of home improvement or change that you're making that you know really means a lot to you and you'd like to share, please take a picture of that and bring it in with you at the admissions to our museum. And through the month of August, we will give you a free admission to the museum.
Free admission with your home improvement picture at the Scottsdale Museum of the West. Dr. Loescher, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You'll be back.
Thank you.
You know, I think that museum is worthy of a staycation. You know,
absolutely.
One of our listeners from across the state might want to pick up a Sanderson Ford, come on over to Scottsdale, stay in a nice place nearby and spend the whole afternoon or day or 2 days at the Scottsdale Museum of the West. We just had a family get back from Lake Havasu, and the man had been before, but his wife and son had never been, and they didn't believe him that the London Bridge was actually there at Lake Havasu. So they were really fascinated with the whole area and just had a really great time.
It does sound like a prank, the London Bridge in Lake Havasu,
yeah,
Arizona.
Like sure, you're going to get there and it's a model, but real deal. So sign up for the staycation at Arizona at
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Travel-AZ is where I was trying to get.
All right, we're going to be back. Roma, you've got Greg Peterson coming at 8.
I'm looking over my shoulder. He's, yes.
Okay,
Greg?
We'll be talking about composting. 9 o'clock's open hour. 10 o'clock, we've got Blue Sky Pest Control coming in and talking about all the bugs that you're seeing right now. It's the season for bugs. We'll be knocking them out at 10 o'clock.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.